Americans have a unique relationship with their cars, and our automobiles and the open road have long been a great subject and tool for fiction. In the new anthology, The Highway Kind, Valley-based editor Patrick Milliken has collected new tales by authors like Michael Connelly, George Pelicanos, Diana Gabaldon, and James Salas. Every one of the stories has something to do with cars. Milliken and writer James Salas are with me to talk about the compilation. Patrick, let me start with you. Why was this topic something that appealed to you, and how did you get so many prominent writers to collaborate with you on it?
Well, I had the idea of the car anthology just because cars and crime fiction are so connected and have been for a long time. It's interesting how I got these authors to sign up. You know, I've been working at the Poison Pen here in Scottsdale for 21 years now, and just the right place at the right time. You know, had a lot of contacts, and I was shooting for a real diverse cast too, not just crime writers. Mm-hmm. And so we got a really great mix in this book.
Some writers like Raymond Chandler, even John Talton, will say, oh, the city really plays a role in it. Certainly from reading the stories, the car plays a very different role in each story. Did you even think about the idea of actually having the car as a character per se, whether an obvious character or just sort of in the background?
It's funny you say that because the concept for the book kind of morphed. You know, at first I envisioned this, you know, kind of interesting collection where each writer would pick a different car and the car would really be the focus of the story. It morphed into something, at least to my mind, much more interesting. As the stories started coming in, you know, we realized early on that they had this almost confessional tone. They were very personal. Mm-hmm. I started to realize that there was another element to this, that most of us, at least out in the West, you know, we spend a significant portion of our time alone in our cars. You know, the opportunity for all sorts of criminal situations was there. You know, it's they kind of, as I say in the introduction, the cars represent or facilitate our secret lives. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stories kind of go into that.
Now, Jim, you had a great career before this, but one thing that put you on the map for a more mainstream audience was Drive and the success of the film, and Ryan Gosling and Albert Brooks are in this film. And I want to talk about your specific story, which harkens back a little bit to that. How did you feel about writing about cars as fiction? Was that something that intrigued you from a young age, even as you're writing poetry?
No, it didn't. And I know nothing about cars, as I keep explaining to people, because they expect me to, since they put all of that research into the books. With Drive, I had the character, and he was a driver, so I had to at least pretend that I knew something about cars. And with the story, which is, you find out partway through the story that it's a young person meeting driver when he's at the end of the book, apparently, and before he dies. I had never written a story about cars before, as far as I know, but I've written a couple since. And I had never written a story about a young person. I'd always kind of shied away from that. So this was a perfect idea. Mm-hmm. Patrick and I had talked about it from inception. And I gave my automatic response. I can't write stories to order. But as I said the other night, I was in New York, and my editor stood me up. So I was sitting in a coffee shop, and I was feeling sorry for myself and unloved. And suddenly, the idea of the story came to me, and I got a piece of paper and started writing. And then it turned into a story, of which I'm very, very proud, because it's quite unlike anything I've written before.
And your story in The Highway Kind is called What You Were Fighting For. Paragraphs like this: everyone assumed I'd follow in my father's footsteps, work at the tire factory maybe, or with luck and a long, stubborn climb uphill, become like he had a mechanic. No one called kids special back in those days. We got called lots of things, but special wasn't among them. This is before I found out why normal things were so hard for me, why I always had no push when others didn't. This is dropped into a less than 10-page short story, presumably about the main character from Drive. So how do you do this?
I listen. I'm very quiet, and I listen, and this stuff happens. And when it happens, it's really as though pianos are falling on you from the second floor or something. You know, with that, I didn't want to back off from it, but I didn't want to be too explicit. And as you find, I think, on the penultimate page, he's suddenly in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. and he's an adult.
Physical therapy is just sort of randomly mentioned.
These were gifts. Yeah. These were gifts to me as mm-hmm. I wrote and listened to this person tell me his story. Mm-hmm. And that's why I write.
Well, and Patrick, as we mentioned, you've got a variety of authors in here. How much freedom did you give the writers?
Absolute freedom. Okay. You know, I had, it's funny because I had this very kind of vague and nebulous idea. I just said, the theme here is cars, driving, and the road. I think that's what elicited such an interesting variety. I didn't kind of impose any particular type of story, you know. Some of them are dark, some of them are not dark, some of them are comic. You know, they're set in all different time periods. Mm-hmm. But I must confess, I just kind of approached a bucket list of all my favorite writers, you know, and there were a few that, were outside of the crime genre. You know, some of my favorites in the story are by writers that aren't associated with crime fiction at all. Mm-hmm. Like there's a guy named Willie Vlauten, who's a really, really wonderful novelist, kind of under the radar, and a musician. He turned in this absolutely fantastic short story that has something to do with the car, kind of, sort of. But they're really stories, you know, just great stories. It's almost like, creating the ultimate mixtape. You know, because you get all these stories and you try to craft a narrative with these different stories and take the reader on a kind of a journey.
Patrick Milliken is the editor of the anthology The Highway Kind, Tales of Fast Cars, Desperate Drivers, and Dark Roads. He was also the editor of the anthology Phoenix Noir. And Jim Salas is a novelist. His latest is Will Not. He's featured in the anthology as well. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Steve.